Chapter 6. SAIC, Dr. Stephen Greer, Disclosure, 9/11 and the CIA. SAIC, Science Applications International Corporation. SAIC were defendants in Dr. Judy Wood's 2007 9/11 related Key Tam case. This company was mentioned by several Disclosure Project witnesses as significant benefactors of black budget programs. In 2013, SAIC split into two companies, and so sometimes now go under the name Leidos. From SAIC's website, page 31 of the referenced PDF, we read. Following the September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks, we responded rapidly to assist a number of customers near Ground Zero in New York City and in Washington, D.C. SAIC are involved in research or manufacture of directed energy weapons systems, components, listed as Leidos. SAIC oversaw Ground Zero security from 13 September 2001. Another specialty is of SAIC is psychological operations, PSYOPS. Dr. Stephen Greer. As I have written elsewhere, it was my discovery of Dr. Stephen Greer's research that led me to find out the truth about 9/11. It is therefore ironic that I should later find evidence that Stephen Greer himself has become part of the 9/11 cover-up and the energy cover-up. I have written about his apparent role in the energy cover-up in an article on my website called Something in the Arrow. However, I had also observed Greer's reluctance to talk about 9/11, such as when he wrote, in 2007, in an article entitled Transformation of Risk originally posted on his Arrow 2012 website. This overview explains how the current risks of environmental global warming, air pollution and public health challenges, energy resource scarcity and competition, global terrorism and current electric grid obsolescence and vulnerability are transformed by these out-of-the-box technologies. Years earlier, Greer posted an article soon after 9/11, on his Disclosure Project website. He wrote, "This is not to excuse in any way the evil, monstrous and inhuman acts of Osama bin Laden or others of his ilk. There can be no rationalizing such horrific deeds. But we can understand it. Why him? Why us? Why now? Why? Fanatics like bin Laden are hell-bent on running America out of the Middle East because they view our presence there as a virtual invasion of their land, culture and values. They view us as an imperial power colonizing their region in order to secure cheap oil, and it is resented. To a lesser extent, they are concerned about our support for Israel, but bin Laden himself has made it very clear in numerous speeches that their main concern is getting the US out of Saudi Arabia, the land containing the most holy sites in the Islamic world." However, on 21 November 2015, at the end of a three-hour-plus talk, Stephen Greer faced a question from a seemingly informed member of the audience. Greer's response seemed to clearly underline his support for the cover-up of what happened on the 11th of September. He did not discuss any real evidence, nor did he wish to. Instead, he said very little of note. One might even perceive what he said as a warning, to not look at the available evidence.
Yes, sir.
There's compelling evidence that not just the towers, but the entire World Trade Center complex was destroyed by perhaps a directed energy type of weapon, something that was the operator of the technology of molecular dissociation. That seems to be very much related to what we're talking about. Have you looked at that?
I have looked at it. You know, I have bigger fish to fry. 9/11 was terrible. We lost 3,000 people. It led to two huge wars and trillions of dollars. I will tell you this. I'm not going to get into specifics. I mentioned a gentleman named Richard Foch, third highest guy. Richard Foch at the Naval Research Labs. He was in meetings with the then Vice President of the United States, Cheney. And he said absolutely it was known about in advance and there was involvement at that level. And he told me, and I have witnesses, multiple witnesses to this, that if he were to speak of this, now he's passed away, that he, his wife, his children, and his grandchildren would all be killed. That's all I'm going to say on the 9/11 issue. But there is a lot to that story. I've never shared publicly what I just said, but the man has passed away. So it's not hard to... And I think most people get into these grand conspiracy theories. Basically, all you have to do is stand down. There's constant threat. There is terrorism out there. And you don't even have to hoax an event in that case. You just have to stand down the systems that would have intercepted it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like when you're doing a code blue, boom, clear. You say clear before you do the electric shock. So you just clear the system, let it come in and hit. Now, what I think happened on 9/11 is more like what I just described. And I have very good reason to believe that, because someone of that integrity and rank had a front row seat and knew about it. And I've never spoken of this before right now, but I think that it's disturbing. It's enraging, but it's a minor rounding error compared to what's coming if we don't end this cartel's hegemony on the secrecy related to UFOs, ETs, what have you. 9/11 is going to be a very minor blip on the screen. So that's my warning to people. You can take it or not. But I've known what you just asked about since it happened. My whole security team lit up like you would believe when that happened. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
If Greer had known what you've just asked about since it happened, that is the use of an energy weapon, why was he pushing the Bin Laden fable in his 2001 article, referenced above? I think Stephen Greer knows a lot more than he said here. Even going back to 2005, in an interview for Hustler magazine, he says, Q, who else is making these phony UFOs? A, the companies involved are SAIC, Science Applications International Corporation, TRW, Northrop, Raytheon and Egon G. We have enormous intelligence on this. I know the buildings where this stuff is going on. This needs to come out so people know the truth. Later in the same interview he states, Q, who's in this covert group? There's a committee of 200 to 300 people who are on the policy board for this issue. Admiral Bobby Ray Inman, who went from head of the National Security Agency to the board of SAIC, which is one of the crown jewels of this covert entity, is a member. So is Admiral Harry Tran. George Bush Sr., Cheney and Rumsfeld are involved, as is the Liechtenstein banking family. The Mormon corporate empire has an enormous interest in this subject. They have much more power than the White House or the Pentagon over this issue. And there are secret cells within the Vatican. I will just briefly mention here that Stephen E. Jones is a Mormon. Greer says some interesting things on p. 157, or thereabouts, of his book Forbidden Truth, Hidden Knowledge. At a subtle level of electromagnetism, you can transmute elements, and also transfer something from one place to another, and infect or harm someone electronically. This is a very lethal application of a science that could be used to heal people. Unfortunately, right now, the worst elements of humanity currently possess these technologies. When people worry about these technologies being disclosed, I say, forget about it. The worst elements already have them. From testimony of Denise McKenzie, former SAIC employee, March 2001, page 308 to 309, Disclosure Project Briefing Document. Essentially, SAIC is one of the crown jewels of the super-secret, black project world and is connected to UFO technologies and covert funding. Former NSA head Admiral Bobby Inman is heavily involved with SAIC, it should be noted. Here again, we see the revolving door between military and corporate projects described by Dr. Rosine.
And these meetings I had with Senator Goldwater have now been confirmed by the release from the Goldwater Library in the last month, back in March, about these meetings that I had with them. Now, here's the piece de resistance, is that after this discussion, he started asking me, he says, well, who have you been briefing on this? And I said, well, you know, I briefed President Clinton's team and his CIA director, R. James Woolsey, and I've met with the head of the head investigator for the Senate Appropriations Committee. I went on and on. And he says, well, what are they? I said, well, they were in the same boat you were in, Senator. This kind of secret collegium of folks running this didn't have and told them a thing. And that even when the president made inquiries, they wouldn't tell him anything. And when the CIA director made inquiries, they wouldn't tell him anything. Because it is so secret. And so he looked at me, he says, well, who is involved in this secrecy? So I started naming some people that I had learned from very reliable sources, were members of this so-called Majestic Committee, it used to be called back in the Truman and Eisenhower era. And one of them was Admiral Bobby Ray Inman. And Admiral Inman had been head of the National Security Agency, but before then had been deputy director of the CIA, but at that time had gone on to the board of directors of Science Applications International Corporation, SAIC, which is a huge government contractor that has dealt with some of this stuff. And so when I started naming different names, he didn't know some of them, but when I landed on Admiral Bobby Ray Inman, he says, oh, I know Bobby Ray. I've known him for years. And I said, well, Senator Goldwater, would you pick up the phone and give him a call and see if we can meet to see if we can get some cooperation on making a change and disclosing this information, bringing this science and technology out so we can get out of Mideast oil and we can make a civilization here that works and that is free.
In 2017, a YouTube video was posted of a radio podcast interview with Dr. Greer, in which he said the following.
So the number of people who have been snuffed out doing what I'm doing is legendary.
Are you worried at all?
No.
No.
I'm not. I was. I mean, in the 90s, it was dangerous. I had, you know, three people on my team assassinated, including a former, a very close friend. And
what has shifted to where it doesn't feel as dangerous now as opposed to the 90s?
Well, you know, you want the true story?
Sure.
Or, you know, okay, the true story that's not bullshit. There were people in the agency who really wanted us to succeed, and I was going to shut down this whole project when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, you have to keep going. We need someone on the outside. This has to be known. Our planet is going off the rails here, you know, environmentally and every other way. And I'm a doctor. You know, I'm an emergency doctor working in an ER, taking care of shootings and all that stuff. And I said, you know what, this is just getting to be too ridiculous. And they said, well, do you want executive protection? And I said, what do you mean? And they said, do you want to have us extend protection to you and your team? Now, this was after the CIA director, Bill Colby, who was going to help us bring out one of these free energy devices, and funding to bring it out to the world was found floating down the Potomac River, assassinated. And I said, well, I mean, I don't really like to play that game, and that's a very dangerous game, and it's called Wet Works. Wet Works is, wet comes from blood, mm-hmm. and it's assassination teams. And I said, but if they're targeting my people, I said, I believe in self-defense, make it happen. So, and I won't say who this person is, still a very senior person at the science directorate of the CIA, offered this protection, and some other folks, and I said, yeah, let's do it. So, since then, we've had no problems.
Is this an admission that Stephen Greer is working for the CIA? In the serious film he made, released in April 2013, he talked about having a dead man's trigger document to be released if he was ever assassinated. We see, then, some serious contradictions here. It seems Dr. Greer is controlled by the CIA and will not tell the truth about 9/11 and SAIC's clear connection to the event.